Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uyiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando olo.
Let me welcome on the line Usnomsa Xaba. Menomsa Xaba, good evening and welcome back to Radio Pulpit.
Good evening, Tato Mwazi. It's always a pleasure to join the listeners of Radio Pulpit. Thank you so much for welcoming me.
We're talking about anger this evening.
Yes, Tato, anger.
I've got to believe me where I feel like I'm going.
Yes, thank you so much for the opportunity to address the subject of anger, because it is something that happens to almost all of us, and then it happens quite often. Now, before we address this issue in detail, let me first remind the listeners of Radio Pulpit about what we discussed previously. Remember, we said man is a spirit and man lives inside a body and man has a soul. And it is this soul that connects you to the mind. The soul connects you to the mind. And we find this explanation very nicely in the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 23. And let me just quickly read what it says. The word of God there, it says, and God, it is the Apostle Paul writing to the Thessalonians, he says, and the God of peace himself, the God of peace himself sanctify you wholly. And may your spirit, may your soul and your body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So Paul here clearly differentiates that you have God, a spirit, you are a spirit man, you have a body, you have a soul. And he says, may these three, you know, these three dimensions of your human being, may they be kept blameless and holy at the coming of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. So it is very important to understand that you have a soul. Remember, we said your soul is your emotions, it is your will, and it is your intellect. Emotions, very different emotions, which we will unpack later as we address this subject of anger. Now, you are not only a spirit being that has got a body and a soul. You are also a social being. That is why God, after creating Adam, honestly, he had to make a helper. He had to create a helper for Adam. Adam was so lonely. He was alone. So God,
he was made alone and lonely, or lonely and alone.
Yes. And God said, no. He's not in his eye. This is just cannot be right. I am going to make a helper. And he created Eve for him. And then man became a social being, because now man had to interact with this partner, with this a wife that God created him for. And the issue then of giving the communication, it was very paramount. Now, that is where you see where Eve got it wrong, when he never communicated, when she never communicated with Munna wa gagwe about this tempting by the enemy. Now, the word of God in the book of Luke, in the book of Luke chapter 17, verse 1. Now, Jesus speaks, he talks to the disciples. He says to them, offense is bound to come. Now, the fact that you are staying with somebody, the fact that you are having a relationship with somebody, somehow offense is bound to come. It may not be the person that you are staying with in the same house. It may be a person that you are working with. It may be people in your community. Either way, offense is bound to come. When Jesus says it's bound to come, it means that it will come. It will definitely. It is a showcase.
It's just a matter of time.
It's a matter of time, exactly. Now, there are many things that causes offense. We will talk about those things at a later stage. But these things are the things which cause people to be in a state of anger. I have been counseling several people in the past week, even yesterday. People who have picked up an offense. And picked up an offense, they are bitter and they are angry. Now, when one picks up an offense, it does what? It works on your body. We have, you understand?
It affects you physically.
Yes. It will definitely affect you physically. Now, before we talk about affecting you physically, what is this anger? Let us define what anger is. It is an intense emotions of irritability. Now, this means that your soul here is becoming affected. Remember, we said your emotions is part of your soul. Now, there is an intense emotion of irritation.
Stress. Irritated. That's talking about oselegegile.
Pardon? When someone has wronged you, somebody has wronged you, and because of this emotions, intense emotions of stress and irritability, they do what? They build up in your body. And what happens, they have an effect on your physical body. And what are those effects, Ntate? Those effects, I think we previously talked about those effects. We said you start having headaches. I tell you, headache comes in. After headache, it is what? It is high blood pressure. After high blood pressure, it builds up. Even other chronic conditions, not only high blood pressure, even other chronic conditions such as body diabetes. And then body ulcer. That is why when one goes to consult to a doctor for ekinali ulcer.
Okay.
Other questions that they would ask you is that, are you stressed by something? Is there something that stresses you? Because it releases, you know, the chemical substances that are not supposed to be there on a continuous basis. So those are the things that happen to you physically. And remember, physically, you're a soul man. You also you've got that mental state, you know. Mentally also, there is something that happens to you. It's a stress, it builds up. The stress, as it builds up, it leads toward to anxiety. It leads toward to depression. It leads to all these mental illnesses that we do not want, Momuto. Now, the third part, it's when it escalates, Mtate, where an individual aselelesa abale suicidal ideations. I'm saying this because 2 weeks back, two women who picked up an offense because of rejection. They picked up an offense because they felt that the other one, it was rejection from the parents.
Okay.
And the level of rejection, she take the level of rejection, and she ended up committing suicide. The other case is also the level of offense that this individual picked up, that she also couldn't carry, she thought that she couldn't carry on with life, and she committed suicide also because of also, it was a family issue. She was a married woman with two children. It was a family issue, Daddy. Now, the word of God says what? Says, be ye angry and do what? And sin not. Be ye angry, in the book of Ephesians chapter 26. The word of God says, be angry and sin not. Aaron, do not let the sun go down in your anger. Don't let the sun go down in your anger. Meaning that you cannot take the anger on a linyona to the following day, because once you do that, you open a door to the enemy. The enemy grabs that. He takes it as an opportunity and say, yes, this person is angry. Now, Abayeta Satani, that this anger, it builds up. Remember, it builds up anger. You become angry. It builds up to what? To bitterness. And then bitterness builds up to hatred. Now, these are forces. Bitterness is a force. Hatred is a force. And these are not good forces. These are evil forces. These are evil forces. They build up. You know, these spirits, their voter, they say, yes, this person is angry. Okay, let's enter bitterness. All these things. They enter and they capture you, they overtake you, and they cloud your decision making, they cloud your thinking. That is why other people now, because of that, they end up taking decisions. I'm talking now between a husband and a wife. They take up they end up taking a decision to say, this person is not even good enough for me. I think I should even divorce this person, because now they no longer see their spouse with the eye of God. They see their spouse with the eye of anger, bitterness, hatred, and which ultimately may lead to what? To the divorce that we are talking about. Now, in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 20, the word of God says there, for the anger of man, the anger of who? The anger of men. It does not lead to what? To the righteousness of God. Meaning that when you are angry, it cannot lead to the righteousness of God. Anger will always produce undesired results. And it is these results that they lead to what? They lead to unrighteousness. You know, you are a child of God. Yes, you have been offended. You have been wronged. But the word of God says, look at this thing with a different attitude and a different eye.
Yes.
Now, we will be addressing the issue of a forgiveness at a deeper level. But it is very important to understand, you know, all these offenses, all the offenses, before you can understand what is forgiveness. Yeah. Why must I forgive?
Can I also ask, Jorge, is there a turning point where you're talking about people who are angry, some committed suicide, and we know others do, you know, the, what again, they kill their spouses, they kill other people because they are angry and all that. Is there a point where people can say, like listening to you right now, they're angry, they are wailing? Is there a point where they can, you know, decide not to be angry anymore? I mean, can they be able to find help before they commit things that they will live to regret, or they can take lives and other people's lives?
Definitely, definitely there is a turning point. You know, there is a turning point, because the word of God, I like the scripture in the book of Hebrews chapter 4, where the word of God says, the word of God is powerful. You know, the word of God in that is powerful. The word of God is able to penetrate to the soul. The word of God is able to minister to the man's soul. That is why it's so important that during times when one feels very angry, surround yourself with people who walk by the word, who believe the word, people who do not compromise the word, because it is the word of God that is going to set you free. Remember, Jesus says, I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly. He says, the enemy comes to do what? To steal, to destroy, and to kill. But now, as the Lord, that is not my mission. I am here to save you. That is why also in the book of Isaiah chapter 61, the word of God, Jesus says, I am here, you know, to announce the good news of a kingdom that is able to take you out from this situation of anger, a kingdom that is able to minister healing, Healing is there. As I say, when you are overwhelmed, do not listen to the voices that speak contrary to the word of God. The voices that say, go and commit suicide, that cannot be the voice of the Lord. The voice of the Lord, it whispers something different. The word of God will always say, peace be unto you. You can be in this overwhelming situation, but the peace of the Lord that surpasses this human understanding, where you don't understand what this person has done to you, the peace of the Lord that transcends far above that, it is this peace of the Lord that will guard your heart. It is this peace of the Lord that will speak a different language. And it is this peace of the Lord that will actually do what? That will bring healing, healing to your mind. Yes, exactly. So there is definitely a turning point.
Thank you.
And we will hear about this turning point when we also address the issue of how to address this anger. Mm-hmm. Remember, for now, what is this anger?
Yes.
But there is a way dealing with this anger. And we will talk about that next week.
Thank you very much, Osnom. And for those who would like to engage with you further on this matter and many other issues that I might be encountering, how can they get hold of you?
Thank you, Daddy. You can get hold of me at this number, 071-541-4076. Listeners of Radio Pulpit, you can only contact me from 10 until... I would say until 1600 hours, I can be able to accommodate your call.
Thank you very much, Asnomsa.
Thank you, Daddy.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.